SBS தமிழ்.
Greetings, Ruben Thanigasalam.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you again. And this time, let's talk about prostate and other urology issues that our elderly may face.
Yeah.
You are a specialist. What's your background in urology?
So I practice in Sydney and I specialize mainly in prostate and kidney problems, but I do look after all general urological problems as well.
How long have you been doing this?
So I've been a surgeon since 2013 and I've been in practice for over 5 years.
What is the main thing that elderly men should watch out for in relation to urology?
Yeah, so I mean, look, the most common problem that I see with my Tamil patients and non-Sri Lankan Indian patients are prostate problems. And they can either be difficulty passing urine, slow stream, difficulty holding on, and sometimes going to the toilet more frequently at night. And that's a very common problem as men get older, because as we know, over 60%, 50 to 60% of guys over the age of 60 will get some form of prostate enlargement. And that's not necessarily cancer, that's just a normal benign enlargement of the prostate. And that can actually narrow the tube, the passage that you pass urine through, and then those symptoms can manifest like that. So it's important that if you are having signs and you're having trouble, then you must go and see your GP, and he may perhaps prescribe you with some medication, or he may make some dietary or fluid modifications. And if that doesn't work, then he may ask you to go and see a specialist like myself.
What's the function of prostate?
Well, it's essentially a reproductive organ that's important when you're younger, but unfortunately, as you get older and you're not interested in reproduction, then it basically gets bigger and causes problems, or can, in some cases, even become cancerous.
Would you recommend, like tonsils, taking it out altogether before waiting for anything?
No, we generally don't, because there are side effects associated with that, so not everyone gets prostate problems, and it is possible to have a large prostate and not necessarily have any problems as well. So it's really a case-by-case basis.
What's the first thing that someone notices when they have issues with prostate and when they should go see a GP or a specialist for that?
So often if it's trouble passing urine, they may find that when they're passing urine, it may be slow, it may be weak, it may take a long time to pass the urine, they may have hesitancy, or they may, after they've passed urine, feel they haven't emptied their bladder and they may need to go a second time to do it again. If that gets worse over a period of time, then they should definitely go and seek an opinion from their general practitioner.
You mentioned that if you also wake up in the middle of the night many times, how many is too many times?
Take, for example, a 60-year-old male. If you're waking up more than a couple of times a night, then that's going to be bothersome for you, because then the next day you're not going to be fresh, you're going to feel sleepy because you've been waking up multiple times a night. If you're a 60, 65-year-old male and you wake up maybe once, perhaps even twice a night, that's not terrible. Look, twice a night's not ideal, but once is fairly standard.
If you have prostate issues and you go see a GP, what can you expect the GP to recommend or suggest that you do, and what would be the next steps?
So, for example, sometimes patients may go to the toilet more frequently, they may have issues holding on. And like we talked about, if they're waking up a lot at night to go to the toilet, the GP may recommend cutting back on tea and coffee after 5 p.m. They may also suggest having your evening meal early and your medications after your evening meal earlier in the evening, so perhaps before 8, and then have a 90-minute window before bedtime where you shouldn't drink excessive amount of fluids. So those are some of the common things that they recommend. Often, nighttime urination is not only just related to the prostate, it can be also related to other things such as some of the medications people are on for blood pressure or cardiac problems. And also some people make more urine at night due to other factors compared to during the day. And it's often quite common in people who snore very heavily, because there's an increase in one of the hormones that circulates in the body, which then really causes one of the other hormones called an antidiuretic hormone to be suppressed. And then that causes patients to make more urine at night. So in snoring patients, we often recommend them to get sleep studies, because sometimes if they have sleep apnea, it's an easy fix with a CPAP machine or some nasal prongs. So they actually breathe better at night, less snoring, and that then impacts on less nighttime urination, and they wake up better and more refreshed.
men are not known to take care of themselves, and most men are reluctant to go see a GP and report issues if they have. So what are the symptoms that people around person with prostate issues could notice? And
so there's two things. So when we talk about benign prostate issues, it's like what we touched on. Often it's the wives that complain about the nighttime urination because they're disturbed when the guy wakes up at night going to the toilet all the time, or they can hear the drip drop in the night and when the guy's trying to do pass urine. So it can also affect other members of the family. And so those are the things that other people may notice. But when it comes to prostate cancer, that's actually a little bit more different, because often it's sometimes there's no symptoms at all. So it is important, particularly in men with the family history, or if a man's over the age of 60, to go and get a prostate blood test by a GP, because that's a simple thing that can be done. And if it's normal, then it may not necessarily need to be repeated for a year or two. But if it's abnormal, then the GP may need to repeat it again. And if it's still abnormal, then they may need to go and see a specialist, because often in prostate cancer, you may not get any signs whatsoever until it's way too late.
You mentioned a blood test after 60.
Yep.
Will Medicare cover such blood tests over a certain age?
Look, the reason I said 60 is that that's a common thing, but you're quite right. I mean, often men who do go and get health checks from the age of 50 are eligible for one Medicare rebatable PSA test per year. We generally don't recommend doing PSAs yearly from the age of 50, primarily because unless you've got a strong family history, if you do one and it's normal, then it's okay to repeat it after a few years. But if you've got a strong family history, brothers, uncles, father that's got diagnosed with prostate cancer before the age of 65, then yes, it is important to keep a close eye on it.
How prevalent is this in Australia?
Prostate cancer is very prevalent. So, for example, this year there were over 19,500 new cases of prostate cancer diagnosed, and it makes up almost 25% of all new male cancers diagnosed in Australia.
Almost 20,000 patients.
Correct. And in terms of number of deaths from prostate cancer, that's much less because we're actually much better at treating it now than 20 or 30 years ago. But even this year, there were over 3,000 deaths from prostate cancer.
That's a large number, isn't it?
It is a large number, but because we're so good at treating it generally, if it's treated early, the five-year survival rate is over 95%.
Compared to other cancers, where does prostate cancer rank in Australia?
It's the second most common type of cancer in males after cutaneous malignancies.
Early detection is the only thing you recommend, or is there
anything else? So the other things that we do recommend are living a healthy lifestyle. So by that I mean there are prostate cancer prevention diets that we talk about. That means that it's important to exercise regularly, do at least 30 minutes of walking 3 times a week, eating diet that are rich in raw tomatoes at least 2 or 3 times a week, grilled fish, grilled meats, avoiding too many fried foods, which I know our community likes enjoys as well as I do, but it is important to perhaps, you know, keep control. Yeah, just be in moderation, you know. We're not saying cut it out completely, but it is, unfortunately, anything that's bad for cardiac disease tends to be bad for prostate cancer. So that's why we recommend regular, it's essentially a southern Mediterranean diet, because there have been a number of research studies that have shown that people who have a southern Mediterranean diet tend to have a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease and subsequently also a reduced risk of prostate cancer. So grilled fishes, grilled meats, avoiding excessive fried fatty foods, avoiding excessive processed frozen foods, having at least 5 fruit or vegetables a day, and introducing into your diet perhaps raw tomatoes, you know, with a bit of olive oil or, you know, salt and pepper 3 or 4 times a week, good hydration, having 4 alcohol-free nights a week, and also walking or exercising at least 3 times a week. And that may not necessarily mean strenuous exercise, but to get out and about and walk half an hour is going to be good.
Does cranberry juice actually help?
Cranberry juice is not so much associated. There was a theory a while ago that pomegranate juice may help. But look, to be honest with you, I think what's more important is actually following the outlining, the measures that I mentioned previously in terms of global attention to diet and exercise, rather than just taking pomegranate juice. Type of diet I mentioned, it's not only good for your prostate, it's also good for your cardiac health, which in our community is very important because there's a very high risk in our community of cardiac related diseases.
Compared to other communities, how do our Tamil community fare when it comes to dealing with prostate?
Look, it's an interesting question. What I see in my practice is that prostate cancer is less common compared to the Australian population, which obviously of European background. We do see it less commonly, and that may be that perhaps we see more other diseases more commonly in the Tamil community. But I am seeing increasingly more commonly more prostate cancer being diagnosed, but certainly not at the level of the local Australian community.
In summary, for our listeners, give us 5 tips that they can follow to lead a healthy life when it comes to prostate health.
Yeah, okay. Important to drink at least a couple of liters of water a day. Important to walk or exercise at least 3 times a week. Important to have at least 4 alcohol-free nights a week. Important to have at least 5 fruit or vegetables a day. And important to avoid excessive fried foods, fatty foods, and processed foods.
Great tips, Dr. Ruben. Thank you very much for giving us this time to
Pleasure.
Come to the studio and do the interview.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
இதை போன்ற இன்னும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை செவிமடுக்க sbs.com.au/tamil